All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. September the 13th, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. I hope it's great wherever you are at. It is Friday. Wrapping up the week. Great week. Much better week than last. Back to normal. Feeling good. Sort of a busy day today. This time of year is kind of weird in my business. A lot of people still trying to figure out what they're doing. And so today's not too bad. Pretty busy. I think I'm done around 4. I'll go hang out, do something after work. I don't know. But great day. I just thought I would come up, sit down, chit-chat a little. Sorry. This whole setup makes so much freaking noise. Everything I touch is like boom, bang, boom. So sorry. I thought I'd sit down and see what if I can chat about something that maybe has to do with recovery, right? It is Friday. Went to, a buddy of mine came down. I go to a few meetings, and I ran into this guy, really cool dude, right? Not only great message and great program, but just like a great look, right? Flip-flops and long hair and just sort of a hippie-looking guy, and ran into him at a meeting, and he shared in the meeting and really liked what he had to say and asked if he would come and share for me at the Wednesday night meeting, which I chair for the month. And he did, had a great message, really awesome. And then his buddy asked me if I would come down to their meeting in Ocean View and speak. And I was like, sure, yeah, absolutely. And so that was last night. I went and did that, got off work a little early, came home, hung out with the family a bit, ate a little bit of food, and then left. And I was like, oh my God, I was freaking out, right? I thought I was going to be late. Ended up getting there 15 minutes early, worked out perfectly. And but I tell you what, man, I remember when I first came into this program, the idea of even sharing, right, even just saying something during a meeting scared the hell out of me, right? And I'll never forget when I was in my first year of recovery, my sponsor was like, when you celebrate a year, you have to sit up front and share your story, your experience, strength, and hope. And you get a cake, and I was like, oh my God. Early on, I was like, yeah, that's no big deal, right? 360 days away. But over time, right, it gets closer, and next thing you know, the day comes upon us, hopefully, right? Hopefully we can get to that first year. And then you got to sit up front. And oh my God, I remember I was so freaking petrified. And I don't really stress about it. I have, I've shared enough. I don't take myself too seriously anymore. Because I will go on a little bit of a tangent in my head about all of the things that I would like to say and how I'd like to say it and how I want to sound so perfect, right? But I tell you what, you sit down and, what does Mike Tyson say? Nothing, every good... Everyone has a great plan until you get punched in the face, right? We'll be right back. Scared of Fear, new Pearl Jam. Great song. I know I played it, but I am playing a few songs over. I want to add them to this playlist, the I Am Sorry About Last Night on Spotify. And that is a great song. My buddy, shout out to my buddy Carlos. Shout out to my buddy Timmy C. Timmy went and saw them last night up in Baltimore. I know it was awesome. I know my buddy Carlos's kids went and saw him as well. Pearl Jam is passing by, and everybody's grabbing a view. And I wish I could have, but I couldn't afford it. I could have afforded it, but I think my wife and I are going to go on a vacation next month, so I would have rather saved our money and done that. I do love Pearl Jam, but I also want to get away. I need a break, and that's a choice I had to make, but shout out to those guys. I know the band was great. It's so nice. You can watch them on YouTube anyway. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm surprised, but I'm sort of surprised that the band is still doing so freaking good. Eddie sounds fantastic. The band sounds great. So awesome. Great song. But yeah, so, you know, and I love, you know, the name of, I don't know how many times I've shared this, but, you know, Pearl Jam and my connection with them and recovery. And I don't think any of them are in recovery, but the fact that the name of this song is Scared of Fear, right? Scared of Fear. Interesting. I would have thought early on that would be, fear, right? To be afraid, scared. But to actually be scared of fear, it's tight. I like that. So I was asked to speak last night. And, you know, the reason I bring up the whole thing prior to that is, and the fear and being scared and all that, is that even though I'm cool with speaking, it's no big deal, I was a little scared last night. I had a little fear, right? And, you know, it's one thing in my little area that I go to my meetings, I know everybody pretty much, but when you step out of the area, right, over into Ocean View, it's a new crew, right? And pulled up, bunch of people there. I was like, oh my God. And kind of a different sort of setup for the meeting. Basically, I just picked something out of the big book to read for 10 or 15 minutes. And then after that, I share on what we've read. And then we open it up to the group to share and speak or whatever. And I was like, shoot, I don't have a lot of reference things in the big book. So what I chose was how it works, because this other meeting that I go to on Monday nights, we're sort of doing the same kind of, 3 weeks of the big book and 1 week of the steps. And the last 2 weeks of the big book, we read How It Works. And I shared on this podcast, man, I am blown away by the chapter of How It Works. And so I thought it'd be great. I do love page 65, which was what I was talking about yesterday, which is that list or it's almost like a four step, the columns and stuff. But in the end, all of those examples finished off by the word fear. And, it is it's a huge transition from going to a guy that drunk driver, right? Self-centered asshole, drinking and driving, drugging, doing whatever the hell he wants, to a guy today who is really just trying to be careful of fear, right? I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to get myself into a position where fear shows up, right? Because, yeah, there is fear, right? But for today, really fear is allowing self to run the show, right? Because who gets afraid? Fear gets afraid, or self gets afraid. And, but yeah, I showed up to the meeting. I did. We read. Great reading. I don't think you can go wrong with How It Works. I was one of those guys that was not rigorously honest early on in my recovery. I didn't really think it was that important. 75%, 65% effort I thought would be fine. But I've also was a guy that was okay with 65% effort in my whole life. And this mediocre outcome that had happened to me because of it, I'd become okay with. And I shared in the meeting, when I, March 31st, 1997, I did not wake up that morning wanting to get sober. I never, ever wanted to get sober, right? The inconveniences of my behavior were becoming a pain in the ass. And like I shared last night, my life had become unmanageable to everybody else. But not that day. I had no desire to get sober. And so to begin of the beginning of that journey was really had nothing to do with self. It had nothing to do with selfishness. It had just, you know, it just seemed like the next thing to do to keep myself out of the corner. And what a journey it's been. And so much I have learned. And like I've shared before, there's nothing someone could have said to me, hey, man, this all becomes about self and fear and God and, you know, I wouldn't have heard any of that, right? All I knew was I didn't drink today. I went to a meeting. I made some friends. I'm not living like I was. I'll be back tomorrow, right? And that was the beginning of it for me. But I tell you what, last night, man, I was scared, right? I had fear, right? And self had come back, and self's like, you're going to be an idiot. You know, it's always that same old speech to me. And it turned out really well, right? You know, that is the one thing about sharing. When all else fails, right? What happened, and what it's like now. If you've ever been asked to share or have been asked to share in the future, you know, the mind will write a huge dialogue. We'll have a, you know, full 10 pages of stuff to talk about. And when it comes right down to speaking, it's usually how it was, what happened, and what it's like now. And those three things are really a great, a guide to, you know, a decent share. And, you know, I shared a little bit of my journey and how the steps have worked for me in my life. And, you know, the fact is, at the end of these steps, if done honestly, rigorously, right, and from the right place in my heart, in the end, the byproduct is a relationship with God and a relationship with life that doesn't include a lot of fear. And like I said, I didn't come here for that, and I'm pretty shocked that that's what it turned out to be. But yeah, it was fun. Still, you know, always, I guess, I'll be a little scared. I guess, and that's important, right? We should be. That is the, you know, I think that's the litmus test, right, for where I'm at in my program, really. I've seen people sit up front with notes. That's not good. Should not do notes, right? I need to walk through the fire, right? If I'm going to fuck up, right? If I'm going to fumble my words, be embarrassed, feel shame, and walk through the fire. And when you get on the other side, you're a better person. But, you know, when I've seen people do notes, and as soon as they're done, they're like, I shouldn't have used these notes, right? Because, you know, you want to speak from the heart. You want to try to, right? You don't want to, because the only, who takes notes? Self takes notes. Why? Because self is afraid that self is going to look bad. So we make notes. And in the end, that even looks bad. So no notes. Sit down. Share your story. Even my buddy that shared the other day, you know, he fumbled his words a little bit and he was fine. He was like, I expect it, right? I fumbled my words a little bit last night. It was almost important that I did that so I could get past it, right? And have a decent share. And it was good. And then, you know, when you think it's awful and terrible and then you're finally done and then people are like, man, great job. I got a lot out of your share. And you're like, oh my God, really? That's cool, right? So, but I do, you know, one of the things about sharing like that is, like I said, it's like a test. Where am I? Like, you know, if I'm disconnected from this program, if I'm disconnected from my higher power, those devils will freaking march in and tell me, don't do it, right? I remember in my first year, people would say, hey, can you share for me? And I'd be like, no, I don't think so, right? The devils, the committee would be like, we're not doing that. And, you know, later on, after having my first year, people would ask me, hey, can you share? Not because I had a great share, just because we need people to share, right? That's the point of the service. And so I'd be like, oh, I don't know, what day, right? You know, the committee's still, you know, not on board with me speaking. And I don't even know why, right? I guess it's just moving closer to God, maybe. I don't know. But I'd be like, I don't know, what day, what time? Oh, I can't. I just talked to a guy I know. I asked him if he would speak for me, and I gave him a couple dates, and he texted me back. Well, when he was talking to him in person, he's like, oh, I don't know, let me check my schedule. And then, you know, I text him back. I go, did you pick a day? What day was best? And he goes, oh, neither day works. Sorry. he was scared, right? I'm pretty sure he was afraid, which is fine. But listen, that is, you know, if I'm turning down service work, if somebody asks me, I was always told, if somebody asks you to share, you always say yes. You do not say no to anything. And I try not to. There is a beach bash this weekend. Somebody asked me if I wanted to go. I was like, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have to, nobody's speaking. I mean, I think they have a speaker, but all I'd have to do is just go and eat hamburgers, I guess. But sometimes the social things I'm not a big fan of. So, and I don't know what that is about either, but I wasn't sure if I'm going to go. I actually signed up to go paddling. I haven't paddled in a hot minute, and I need to get back to doing some paddling. So I'm paddling next Wednesday. I'm not paddling on Sunday. So I could go. I don't know. I don't know what that's about. But back to the thing, you know, if someone asks you to share, just do your best, right? But don't say no. It will work out just fine. And you never know, you might help somebody, right? Even if what you're helping is showing that, look, you can share and you won't burst into flames, right? all right, let's read the daily reflections and then we'll see where we're at here. Do you like sharing? Is that a big thing? Some people love it. Some people do not. It was funny. The guy, John, my buddy that came down for me a couple weeks ago, he stood up, right? And I was like, for the last 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm going to stand. Out of respect to John, I'm going to stand and pull that move. And I didn't do it. If the committee got me, I stayed seated. And but it was kind of a different room. The weird thing was that I hadn't been to that meeting before. That was another thing that was interesting. I had been to another meeting that was sort of across the street, and actually had spoke at that meeting last winter, and I thought that was the same meeting. Turns out it was in a different meeting. I remember going to this hall, but the meeting didn't happen. So I've been to the building I hadn't been in, and so that I think made me nervous as well. This was my old sponsor stomping ground. This is up towards Fenwick Island. This is where, like, my buddy Matt used to hit a lot of meetings. He had some restaurants over in Fenwick, and so he would spend a lot of time over there. And it was cool. I ran into a kid who's the son of another friend who was just, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, people that I grew up with in the program, and now to start seeing their kids, right, to start to come into the program. You know, hopefully he gets in early. I mean, I don't know what his issue was. It isn't important, none of my business. I told him, I don't know what happened, but I'm glad you're here. And he's like, yeah, man, me too. So, but it is interesting to see all the people that I grew up with in the program now. Not all of them, but a buddy of mine's kid come in, so that's good. All right, let's see, daily reflections. Oh, all right. September the 13th, repairing the damage. September 13th. Good judgment, a careful sense of timing, courage and prudence. These are all the qualities we shall need when we take step 9. 12 steps, 12 traditions. Page 83. To make amends can be viewed two ways. First, that of repairing damage, or if I have damaged my neighbor's fence, make amend, and that is a direct amend. All right, let me read this again. Jesus. To make amends can be viewed two ways. First, that of repairing damage, or if I have damaged my neighbor's fence, make amend, and that is a direct amend. The second way is by modifying my behavior. For if my actions have harmed someone, I make a daily effort to cause no further harm. I mend my ways, and that is an indirect amends. Which is the best approach? ? The only right approach, provided that I am causing no further harm, is so doing, is to do both. If harm is done, then I simply mend my ways. To take action is this manner assures me of making honest amends. Yeah. I know that, like my parents, you know, when I came to this step, it was always, You know, and I even shared this last night when I came to the program and did the steps the first time. My list of people that I had harmed didn't appear to be that big. There were people on that list that I couldn't contact. They were in completely different states. There were people on my list that I could make contact with who were sort of in my circle of damage in the present time, right? Like moving to Delaware and, you know, and the small group of people that I started hanging out with, you know, of course I had to make some amends to them, mostly like the guy I worked for at the gas station, right? But my parents, right? My parents were, you know, my parents had had enough, I'm sorry's, right? My parents had had enough amends. My parents would say, "I don't care, Tom, just don't drink and we're happy," right? So it was more about a living amends. Sometimes people have had it with us. Or had it with me, right? We've heard you enough. Just behave better, and that's all we care about. You don't need to apologize, right? And you know, so that was, you know, that's kind of cool. That it's, you know, and I did not do things perfectly early on, right? I had some struggles, and sometimes those amends really hurt because you're living, and people are starting to settle in. I think when. You know, when I was out in California and before I even got sober, my parents probably just constantly worried, right? What is next? And I think when I got sober and started to try to do a living amends, which was just live a better life and don't get in trouble and do what I'm supposed to do, right? A normal life. You know, my parents calmed down and probably found some peace and became at ease with the situation. And then when something bad did happen, I think it probably really shook them. So, you know, the living amends is important. You know, I shared last night in the 10th step, you know, continued to take personal inventory, and when I was wrong, promptly admitted it. You know, one of the things I had to start doing was promptly admitted it and then not do it again, right? I did that a lot. Make stupid mistakes. I'm sorry, right? I've shared before. I love the idea of being able to apologize. I am sorry. And like that's going to make everything better. And my dad would say, "It's fine, just don't do it again," right? And so that was, you know, but that was the next step for me in my recovery and working these steps. But yeah, making amends, it is interesting because when I came in, I just wanted to apologize to everybody. And it's important to have a sponsor and work these steps to have guidance to what situations I might want to wait, right? What situations... maybe more of a living amends, what situations may be more immediate. So yeah, it's all a learning thing, but you know, we just got to keep working on it because in the end, you know, that is what, sort of started off this podcast with is that in the end, we just don't want to be afraid, right? We don't want to have fear. You know, a lot of the amends that I made, you know, in the end, I didn't have to look over my shoulder, right? There's nothing worse than, I remember as a kid or, you know, as a teenager or a young adult, you know, doing things and being like, "Oh, we can't go there. I can't see that guy." Or we can't go to that bar, right? Or we can't go down to that beach, or we can't do this or go to that party because so-and-so or that group is going to be there and, you know, we don't want any trouble, right? And so that's a terrible existence, right? And so... I notice whether it's, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, to me, they're just all backpacks of junk, right? And when we get to make these amends and clean this stuff up, you know, one of the greatest things is you don't have to look over your shoulder, right? And, but then, you know, there are situations that pop up and all of a sudden you run into people. Like when I ran into the guy, the bartender, when I got punched in the mouth in 97, I hadn't seen him for a while, and I finally ran into him, and immediately I was like, "Man, first of all, thank you, and second of all, I apologize. I hope you can please forgive me. I've gotten sober. I was a real jerk, and I'm really sorry." And he was like, "Don't worry about it." Right? And I'm sure as a bartender, you get a lot of those, but he was like, "You know, don't worry about it." And from that point on, I don't have to look over my shoulder, right? I don't have to. Worry about if I'm going to run into that guy. And that's very peaceful, man. That is, there's nothing better than to walk the earth, free of worry about who you're going to run into, right? It's very nice. you know, just recently I had a situation that happened. You know, we just airified a buddy of mine in the program. He has a landscaping business, and he airified my lawn, my neighbors, or three of my neighbors, five of my neighbors, actually, not my direct neighbors, but in my neighborhood. And one of the guys, you know, I went over and told him, hey, my buddy's doing airfying. If you're interested, this is how much it is. If you want to put down seed, this is how much it's going to be. He's like, I don't know. I'll think about it. I go, fine, right? You've been informed. And the date was we were going to do it on the 9th, right? And so on the 8th, I get a text from him, hey, put me on the list. I want the airfying and the seeding. And I go, okay, cool. And so my buddy shows up. He kills it, right? Does all of our lawns. Oh, man. Great job. And me and my other neighbor, my neighbor Venmos me money. I Venmo all my money to my friend, my other neighbor, and then he writes a check for the three of us to my buddy, right? So that's covered. My buddy across the street will be back this weekend. He says, I'll bring a check this weekend. That's covered. My buddy on the corner, he paid him when he was here. He's covered. The last guy, you know, the last guy to show up on the list, he did not pay. And so my friend who did the work texts me and he goes, yeah, I never got a check from the one guy on the corner. And I go, all right, I'll reach out to him. So I sent him a text. I'm like, hey, did you pay? And he's like, no, I wasn't here. And I go, all right, well, this is how much it is. You can make the check out to so-and-so. And he's like, well, you said it was this much. And I'm like, no, I didn't. You know, I didn't say that. This is how much it is with the seed. This is it. This is it. Make the check out to him. And he texts me back. It doesn't look like you put down any seed. Immediately, I fucking walk out of the house. I walk over to his house and directly start talking, you know, to meet him face to face, right? I'm not texting. I'm not going to create because I'm already starting to get annoyed, right? That he's even questioning whether we put down seed. Because, and when I went over and I said, what's the deal, man? I said, we put down seed. He aerified the lawn. The check, this is how much it is. And he goes, well, I didn't see it. And I go, well, I don't know why you're implying, right, that we would rip you off. I'm not implying that. I go, well, you know, kind of. You know, when you question if we put down the seed, he's like, no, no, no. I said, well, good. That's how much it is. And I go, do you want me to send him by and you can give the check to him? You know, I'm still like freaked out about my dad's whole situation at the bank. So I'm like, let him come by, give the check to him. I don't know if you think that I'm making something because I connected the people, but I did not make any money on these deals. No, he's like, no, I'll give you the check. And he gave me the check and then we chatted and everything was good. But today I know, man, I cannot have these texts. I cannot have these sort of conversations with people like that because I get very frustrated. And so it was just easier for me to walk right over, look the man in the eye, and explain to him what the situation was. We got it all worked out. He gave me a check. Seems happy now. But, you know, I don't fuck around anymore. You know, if you don't want, if you want to question it, you can question it to my face, right? All right, well, listen, I got to go to work. I didn't have a whole lot to talk about. Somehow worked in a 30-minute podcast, but yeah. Great, great day to be sober, super blessed, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. Later.